has been a recent resurgence in bedbug populations in the United States, and this has cause for concern in that they can inflict painful and irritating bites to those victims who have allergic reactions to them. Current control practices are lacking effective tools to monitor populations of bedbugs, both to be used for early detection of infestations and also to evaluate the efficacy of current control programs. Some of the ways that monitoring tools are designed, they are designed around using attractants or pheromone lures incorporated into them. One key and consistent behavior that's observed in bedbugs is that they do appear to aggregate and cluster in groups near areas where their potential hosts are resting. Levinson and Bartillion in 1971 studied aggregation behavior of bedbugs and showed that both males and females aggregated in equal proportions under filter paper discs that had been previously stained by cone specifics. This aggregation level was quite high and reached its highest peak at 4 hours after exposure to the discs. In addition, Levinson in 1974 and Steinbrecht and Mueller in 1976 studied the sensory structures located on the antenna of bedbugs and concluded that the chemoreceptors, most likely involved in olfactory reception, were located on the distal segment of the antenna, and they deemed these regions O1 and O2. More recent work by Siljander et al. In 2008 has investigated various pheromone compounds and studied them to determine which were the active compounds by using behavioral assays as their method. Another method to study active compounds associated with aggregation pheromones could be to use electrophysiological techniques. In order to use these techniques, it's important to understand where the sensory structures that you're interested in are located for the behavior that you're interested in. At last year's annual meeting, I presented some research that showed that aggregation behavior was not mediated by the O1 and O2 regions of the antenna. This was conducted, this was accomplished by conducting several antennectomy treatments to the bedbugs and looking at both partial antennectomy and complete antennectomy, and showing that when the distal segments of the antenna were removed, aggregation levels in bedbugs were still high. However, after complete removal of the antennae, aggregation levels were significantly reduced. This information led to several hypotheses and the research that I'm going to present today. And the first hypothesis, that off-host aggregation behavior is mediated by the scape or the pedicel segment. And secondly, that if these are the structures of interest in aggregation behavior, then it would seem likely that sensory structures must exist on these segments. So in order to determine the segments of interest for aggregation behavior, I used an ARENA assay similar to Levinson and Bartillion's design, or eight-choice assay, in which we use a 20-centimeter diameter ARENA with eight smaller filter paper discs distributed around the circumference of the ARENA. One of these discs was stained by placing bedbugs in close contact with the disc for 48 hours prior to the experiment. The remaining seven discs were left clean or blank. Groups of 10 bedbugs of various treatments were released in the center of the ARENA, and their locations within the ARENA was recorded after 4 hours. These ARENAs with treatments were replicated multiple times inside of an environmental chamber and randomly positioned. Data was collected by recording the number of bugs under the stained disc, the number under a clean disc, and the number on the open ARENA floor after 4 hours. Response was measured at both the ARENA level and disc level. ARENA level indicated the percentage of bugs that went under any disc in the ARENA, regardless of staining. Disc level was of the number of bugs that went under any disc, what percentage chose the stained disc. And this data was analyzed in SAS using ProcNL mixed to allow for contagion among bugs. The antennectomy treatments that I looked at, bedbugs have four antennal segments, a scape, pedicel, and two flagellomeres. The first treatment, labeled by the eye to signify the intact group, was left intact with all four segments present. The remaining three antennectomy treatments looked at A2 represents two segments present on the antenna, the scape and the pedicel. A1.5 indicates we made an ablation halfway midpoint of the pedicel segment, and A1 indicates just presence of the scape. For the results at the arena level, again, this is the percentage of bugs that went under any disc in the arena, regardless of staining. And we can, each of the antenectomy treatments were compared to the intact group here. And you can see that level of aggregation under any disc was quite high. Although there was a significant difference in the bugs that had only the scape present, the level of aggregation in general was quite high, and higher and more so above the 12.5%, which is indicated by this dashed line here. This 12.5% would indicate just a random distribution in the arena. More interesting at the disc level, so this is of the proportion of bugs that went under any disc, which percentage of them chose the stained disc, and we see a significant reduction when removal of that pedestal segment, and more specifically removal of the distal half of that segment, thus indicating that removal of the distal half reduced aggregation, and therefore suggesting that sensory structures must attributing to aggregation behavior must be located on that segment. So in order to further analyze the sensory structures, we used SEM methods similar to what Steinbrecht and Mueller did, in that specimens were killed in alcohol and then air dried. We viewed both males and females and studied the morphology, the number of sensilli, and looked at the distribution on the pedestal segment. Most common were what I'm calling the serrated hairs, in that these were long, thick-walled hairs, and they were distributed evenly throughout the segment. These hairs closely resembled what Steinbrecht had described as type A3. Through further investigation of Steinbrecht and Mueller did transmission electron microscopy work with cross sections of the hairs to determine the functionality of these, and they were able to determine that these were of mechanoreceptive functions. In addition, I also identified several smooth hairs on the segment. Some of them were quite longer in appearance, as long as the serrated hairs. Others were more shorter in appearance, about half the length of the serrated hairs. Several were located on the distal end of the segment, although one was located midpoint, and another one was located between the scape and the pedestal. These smooth hairs closely resembled, in external appearance alone, they closely resembled the A1 and A2 type described by Steinbrecht, and through TEM work had confirmed that these were both mechanoreceptive in function, and also some were bimodal in that they were both gustatory and mechanoreceptors. The shorter hairs closely resembled what was described by Steinbrecht as the E1 and E2 type, and these were related to chemoreceptive functions, and more specifically associated with the alarm pheromone of bedbugs. And finally, I did identify what I'm calling the distal patch. This was a patch of sensory structures in various appearance. There was several of these longer cone-shaped structures, about 4 to 5. There was also 5 or 6 of these more peg-like, shorter and stout in appearance structures. And then finally, these very tiny and pitted shape and kind of pointy in appearance. So these were located on the exterior side of the distal end of the pedestal segment in a very small area, only about 30 microns in distance across. These structures closely resemble what Steinbrecht had classified as type C, D, and F, all to be suspected of having chemoreceptive functions. So in conclusion, removal of the pedestal segment, and more specifically, removal of the distal half of the segment, significantly reduced aggregation, indicating that this is the structure that is most likely mediating aggregation behavior in bedbugs. And finally, based on the SEM work that was conducted, it appears that the pedestal segment contains sensory structures that do resemble, based on external appearance only, that they do resemble previously described chemoreceptors on the bedbug. And of course, and the next steps to follow would be to confirm via TEM work that the functionality of these structures are similar to what was previously described by Steinbrecht. And so with that, I'd like to thank my advisors and also for the support I received both on the statistical analysis of this project and also support on using the SEM equipment. And of course, I'd like to thank my financial support from the Ecolab Pest Elimination Division and the University of Minnesota Agricultural Experiment Station. And with that, if there's time, I'll take questions. The question is, what is the significance of aggregation in bed bugs? And although there's been speculation on whether it's used as a protective role, I don't know if that question's really been resolved. But as they are considered a nest parasite, and so they do need to stay close to their host, but they also need to survive without being noticed by the host. So they do need to recede back into cracks and crevices, and there's also speculation that they may use aggregation behavior to identify and select mates. Although I don't think it's really been clearly researched.